Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. There I am. Alright, so I'll do some comments and then I'll attempt to explain why I'm so confident and why, what you're arguing or defending, it doesn't make any sense. It's got huge continuity problems. It doesn't fit. It's broken. It's bad theory. Anyway. Alright, so comments. Oh, God, it's just so dismal. But anyway. Alright, so we'll do Captain Grubb first. Gary, do you erase all the comments? Well, yes. Eventually, I guess you could argue, except all the ones you still see. If there's a relevant comment, then I'll make a video responding to it, and I'll post a link to the video. Like, there's an example there. See, he made a comment, I made a response. All right. It's physics, you know what I mean? This one sentence crapola isn't going to explain anything. People have to link to evidence. They have to link to explanation. Saying F equals MA is useless. Especially if you're going to imply that Newton said it. It's physics. I just don't understand. You think all this is some sort of, this crap is useful. I'm saying to you, right to your face, it's not useful at all. It's just a waste of my fucking time. Alright. I would be so much better, it would be so much better if you didn't. For who? For you. I guess because you like reading this crap, okay? I don't. I mean, here's a nice threat against my sister. I don't enjoy that. I mean, fuck you. I mean, this is just too stupid. your comment section is half the fun. Well, fuck you. I mean, just fuck you, all right? I'm not here for the fun, fucker. I'm a big fan. Well, fuck you. Fuck you and your fan. Fuck you and the whole fucking thing. Fuck you. I mean, it's just so disgusting to type this kind of crap on here. We're asking for a fucking simple argument. Can you explain how a fucking lever works? And these cowards, these weasels, won't fucking provide the explanation. They say they have the most proven theory in the history of mankind. Their Jesus is Jesus. And they won't fucking provide a single piece of reasonable evidence. I mean, just fuck you. So yeah, I delete comments because they're mostly by fucking assholes. Fuckers who can't stay on the fucking subject, can't say anything relevant to the fucking subject, and are just here for the lulz. I mean, look at this asshole. Why do they call it dogma? You know how much I give a fuck? That sound, fuck you. It's not my job to explain to you why fucking human language is made out of these fucking idiotic letters, you fucking idiot. God, I'll just block him. Fuck you. Waste my time with this shit. I mean, the videos are all pointed. They're fucking drawings. They're fucking explanations. You provide a link to a counter argument if you can't provide a fucking argument. But that's it. That's all I'm interested in. Is something relevant to the fucking subject. Alright. So, I hope both your channels are deleted. I'm reporting every video you post. You love suicide and love murder. You insane in the brain. This is the kind of people, they just don't take their medication. This is what they do for their entertainment and their life, is to watch fucking idiotic internet videos and find some little corner to go fucking puke and vomit and shit in. Fucking idiots. Thanks for the money. Yeah, this idiot sends me money and then asks for it back. So yeah, I have to go to the trouble of blocking him. On a donate channel. I have to go to the trouble to block him. Alright, from donating money, because he does it in such a fucking, let me see how much time and money I can waste of other people's lives. What a fucking idiot. Say hi to your twin sister for me. I mean, what is that? I mean, what the fuck? I have to put up with this shit? And you ask me, why do I delete comments? Well, this is why I delete comments. It's because fuckers can't be anywhere near the subject. They're just little petty haters. Ugh. All right. So I'll go find another moron to respond to. All right. From the website. So this is Alexander, whatever, Zaptier, something, whatever his name is. Foreigner type. Okay, great. It's great that you're bilingual and almost and all that crap. But yeah, clearly there's a communication problem. Blah, 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 blah. I've done my argument against the math, okay? I showed a guy doing the math and doing something silly, okay? That is, there's a perfectly solvable equation. He doesn't solve it. Instead, he turns everything into fractions. The second thing I tried to point out to you is they're sitting there doing an equation, right? And they have a thing called the distance. And instead of saying the distance is 7 inches, they tell us, like, how much time it would take a snail to travel the distance, or a minky, or a jet plane. Okay, so I take a known velocity and then a known time, and I say I'll represent 6 feet by saying, well, if you go 60 miles an hour, it's 0.5 of a second, and if you go 30 miles an hour, then it's 1 second, or whatever. So it's a 30-mile distance. So they convert it into two fractions. Okay, that both have seconds in them, by the way. Now, if they do those two fractions rationally, the seconds would cross out. But that's not what the fractions are for. The fractions are to put in a bunch of other equations so they can eventually get to some point where they can say seconds squared. And that's all it always comes down to, is they're trying to convert something that doesn't have anything to do with any seconds squared into something that has something to do with seconds squared. All right, now you want to pretend there's some other reason it happens? There's no other reason. Why would you represent 60 feet by saying, in any other circumstance, would you say, oh, the other house is 60 feet away? Or would you say something stupid like, well, at the pace of a drunken vole that's moving 10 miles an hour, it takes 6 hours. So it's 6 hours at 10 miles an hour to get to the other house. You wouldn't do that. Nobody rational would do that. And it's all contrived. That's the simple word. Contrived. You have it right there in your sentence, so you know what the word means. It's contrived mathematics. All right. I, Alexander, have not posted further comments since my attempt at getting you to dismiss the notion of squaring seconds somehow allows for a contrived way of squaring the velocity. I'm sorry, I still make the same assertion. I proved it by showing him doing the math and not solving the equation so he can leave seconds in the denominator so he can say seconds squared. So I've already done it. You can believe whatever you wish to believe. That's your prerogative. I will eventually prove there is no such thing as velocity squared. It doesn't have any mathematical relevance. It can't mean anything anywhere because velocity isn't dimensional. But okay, go ahead, believe in your Jeebus. To me, it's not the point. I mean, it doesn't, arguing the math is not going to be as simple as just arguing how levers work. Do you understand that a balance can't get much simpler? A fulcrum with a fucking stick? And, you're going to give me an argument that I should make a bunch of convoluted mathematical arguments when I could just do this, okay, and point out how that will prove there's no mv squared. Fuckhead. So you haven't argued anything in my videos. You didn't argue the pressure argument. You didn't argue the spaceship argument. You didn't argue the lever argument. You don't touch any of my bowling ball argument. None of those arguments. And just keep playing with this stupid bullshit, contrived, crap-ass, jackass math that the history already proves it had nothing to do with any mathematical necessity. Leibniz just squared it because he thought God would like it. And that's it. There wasn't any mathematical reasoning. There wasn't any physical evidence. There wasn't anything. It was just him trying to be different. Fuckhead. There was no physical proof in the universe that demonstrated that it took 4 times more fuel to go twice as fast. He didn't have any fucking evidence. All right. That you skip the video gives you at best an idea of my arguments. You sat there and posted the links to the two fucking contrived mathematical videos that were the substance of your fucking argument. So yeah, I played those videos. All right. if by luck you didn't miss the arguments. I played your fucking video. It was really, really a kind of just a waste of time, frankly. And so, yeah, but what did we do? I didn't play it in this video because I already knew what your points were. You think a distance is some sort of, 60 miles an hour times 0.6 hours tells you 6 feet. If I want to tell somebody it's 6 feet away, I have to tell them a velocity and a time. No, I don't. I just tell them it's 6 feet. So here's a rebuttal of your response. If we do not use F equals MA, yeah, why would we? It's not Newton's math, so it's just, again, contrive this stupid little A thing, like acceleration is somehow substantially different than a velocity. It's exactly the same thing. It's just a ratio. You're just saying this is what it's doing constantly and this is what it's doing in terms of change, but just say it the same way. Okay, you either have an acceleration of 60 miles per hour, that means you're going 60 miles an hour faster every hour, or you can just say you're going 60 miles an hour. All right, but there's no reason to say 60 miles an hour per hour. No reason. And I've showed the physicist saying it. There's absolutely no reason to sit there and say 60 miles an hour per hour. Yeah, well, the velocity is per hour too. Everything's per hour. So should I say 6 meters per hour? Yeah. No, there's no point. Oh, fuck you. I mean, just fuck this shit. All right, still produces a V squared. Let's see. F equals, if we do not use F equals MA, and instead use momentum, F equals MV. Well, I'm just saying that's what Newton said, and there's no evidence it's incorrect. So I'm just saying you can keep saying that somehow you have some evidence that MV isn't the right answer, but you don't. You don't have any evidence that force isn't weight, isn't energy, isn't pressure. It's all the same thing. All right, the definition of kinetic energy still produces a V squared. Well, you say it does. I'm telling you overtly bull fucking shit, okay? So as long as you don't say this idiotic per second thing, you'll have no excuse to square any velocities. And if you apply reason in terms of doing your mathematics, you aren't going to have any reason to sit there instead of saying 6 feet, saying, well, one second at, 6 miles, 6 feet an hour. I mean, it's at six feet a second. Why would I say all that crap? So I can contrive a reason to find some excuse to square a velocity. That's why. To square something. How can the squaring time by taking the rate of change of velocity and squaring time be a source of it? You don't understand how squaring something is the source of a square. The whole point is why is there a V squared? Where's the rationale for it? Why would you square a velocity? Again, it's not a squareable thing. Okay. It cannot be. So, whatever. And I stated multiple times, I think it is merely a way to identify the value when not speaking symbolically. There's no identifying. What are you identifying? A redundant fact. You're redundantly saying the same thing. It's 60 miles an hour per hour. Yeah, that's redundant. Do you know what redundant means? Superfluous. Redundant and superfluous. And only for the purpose of contrivance. All right. A number followed by a unit. Yeah, two numbers followed by a unit. So describe one number with two numbers. You don't see how that's just inviting trouble. Okay. A number followed by a unit. When speaking symbolically, of course, we use a V and we do not bother stating units. Yeah, well, isn't that the whole point? Is that when you're not trying to contrive fake, phony, and bullshit mathematics where you can find some reason to have V times V, which you actually have by doing velocity and time, right? You have time in it twice. I do 60 miles per second, and then I do per a number of seconds. So I'm creating the opportunity to end up multiplying those seconds times each other instead of doing what you're supposed to do, which is cross them out. All right, the real problem would then be the definition of kinetic energy. So this is more baby talk. The point isn't whether kinetic energy, okay? This is, again, just playing games with words. All it is a definition of energy. Either energy is represented by momentum, or it's represented by your silly one-half mv squared horseshit. Okay, and I'm saying the predominance of the evidence indicates your horseshit is exactly that horseshit, and that momentum was a perfectly good answer. It quantizes energy in the universe. It makes it all perfectly understandable. You have a unit of mass, and then you have a unit of velocity. And those two units can be divided and reduced to quantum scale amounts. And it all makes perfectly good sense. 10 things moving, 10 miles an hour versus 20 things moving 5 miles an hour. It all makes sense. Whether we use acceleration or merely momentum. I mean, I've made all the money, the comparisons to money and how it's just the same thing as commerce. You can understand the difference between, five people carrying $5 bills and 100 people carrying $1 bills, blah, blah, blah. I made all these arguments. They don't work on you. Fine. Fuck you. You're too stupid, I'm afraid. Okay, force and distance both have a V in them. Says you. All right? I mean, how we've represented force is that, again, they called it a quantity of motion. They didn't call it a rate of motion. So, again, you're just breaking the idea that the force is really just represented, can be represented as a thousand units of some kind of thing, bullet or grains of sand or whatever you want to call it. It's a quantizable amount of something. That's what force is. It's an amount of weight. It's an amount of pressure. It's an amount of heat. It's an amount of stuff moving, matter having velocity. All right, but whatever. Years later, and you still are doing it the exact same thing and are no closer to kind of goal. So, again, not written very well and written 3 times. So, and again, what is to be learned? So you're going to somehow demonstrate that I'm wrong because you are belligerently stupid and can't be persuaded by evidence and facts and logic. No, that's not how you prove me wrong. You prove me wrong by posting evidence demonstrating me wrong. And you can't do that. And so that's why you post this useless tripe. Oh, fuck. Alright, so anyway. So, we'll go off to something else. We'll just, maybe we'll just do the argument that it is all just matter, and it can be reduced to quantizable pieces of matter, electrons and protons, moving. And it's just all the energy is stored in the potential for those things to move. Because they are in conditions where they're close to the sun and therefore a lot of heat is hitting them and they could be moved fast, or they're far away from the sun and only move slow. So it's a pressurized system with pieces of matter in it that have potential velocities. If they don't have an actual velocity, they have a potential velocity because of their condition. And that's all you need to understand is what's that stuff doing in the universe? Because it's always movement. It always reduces to movement, and that movement thing is conserved. So all you have is enough force to, you can push 10 people 1 mile an hour, or you can push one person 10 miles an hour. But that's all there is. That's all energy is. Fucking idiots. Alright, I'm back. And I guess we'll do that. Alright, so energy. Motion. Let's just say there's little stuff in the universe, and these little bits, make up your mass. So the more little bits you have, the more mass you have. And so, say this was you, okay, even though you're trillions of these little things, you know, you can represent them, okay, we'll just say five. And the idea is that right now you're traveling around the surface of the Earth. You're moving a velocity in space. And I would argue that you have an absolute velocity. That is, all of these little bits right now are, they all have, okay, a bunch of stuff pushing them, okay, and it's all pushing them with the same proportions. That is, you have, each one of them has an equal amount of this, this, and this, okay, and they're moving through space. And they're moving through a condition. That is, as you go around, you know, you're changing your direction constantly as you go around the round surface of the Earth. The exactly where these pushers are, okay, these little bits of energy that are stuck to every little tiny piece of your matter, every single electron and proton. I mean, we could break it down to that, but let's just imagine that it was just some generic thing, okay, just generic particle. And they're all, you know, and let's just say they were tied to each other with little steel bars. I don't, you know, who cares how you tie them together. But the point is they're, you know, why they're at a distance from each other and not stuck on each other. But whatever, you don't need all those details. They're all just moving through space. And so what you can find is that you can move some of them, okay, like my arm can move or different pieces can move. Or I can move and then you don't move, so we have two people and they have the same motion and one goes one way and one goes the other way, and all that's happening is that, you know, this little arrangement of direction changes because of some force that's introduced. So some force is introduced in a direction where there's more of it going this way than goes this way, okay, and because of this change, because of this one, this extra bit going this way, it actually, you know, hits all of these little bits and forces them to go that way. Now, the force ends up moving through them. You could sort of understand by this one moves, that changes the bar here, pushes on this one moves a little this way, this one moves a little bit that way. And it all ends up migrating through all the little pieces, and then the whole thing moves, just like, you know, the Earth pushes you up, okay, through your feet, you know, and, you know, your feet, okay, push up on the rest of your body, and it takes time for the force, okay, pushing you back up to move all of your pieces. So it moves these immediately, and these slower and slower. It takes a while for the push to get to the top of your head, all right, and so, you know, because it has to do this process of conversion. Then there's other cases like the Newton's cradle, okay, where thing hits thing and it seems as though the force just, you know, goes right into the other object because it's exactly what the pressure it needs in terms of being able to convey the motion to all the bits without any losses, without any pieces flying off or other bullshit happening. And the energy just transfers from being on a bunch of these little atoms. These atoms have the motion, okay, in this direction, and this is the direction this one's opposing. This one's moving with a bias in this direction. This one doesn't have the bias, and all you're really saying is the little arrows that are moving the bits here are basically just going to be transferred to little bits here. All right, and there'll be a little process for that to happen, a vibration through the very rigid atomic structure, right? The structure is very rigid, very geometrical, okay? So, you know, one push here ends up with a push here pretty immediately because everything's really connected. It's a solid, hard object. So any energy in can produce energy out. But the trick is you can't change the rate of the movement. Has to be the same rate or there's going to be a problem in terms of, you know, mass to velocity ratio, because you have to accelerate these things. You have to actually do, it does take, you know, you have to push them, and you have to push them at the speed they can go. How's a better way to say that? You know, there's got to be a better way to say it. You know, you're going to be pushing into them at a rate of, say, 60 miles an hour.
and they have to be able to move at the same rate. That is, they have to be able to, as your speed goes down, their speed has to go up at the same exact rate. If that doesn't happen, that's when you're not going to be able to transfer the energy and it's going to bounce back. Now, that could be higher. Well, whatever. I guess that could be lower. That sort of fixes it. Anyway, all right, so the point is that there's, you know, this idea of the masses holding the force with their velocity, okay? So the mass having a velocity, okay, is how the force migrates from one place to another. That's all it requires, is the mass has a velocity. So it can have, each piece of mass could have a $5 bill, or it could have a $1 bill, can have a $10 bill. And that just means an amount, a volume of energy, a capacity to move stuff in the universe. And it can just do the conversion. So, I mean, it can, if you provide it with a lever, you know, convert the 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour into the 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour. Because now this deceleration of this will perfectly match, okay, the acceleration of this lighter mass. And so now you can do the conversion from something that's going 60 miles an hour into something that's going 30 miles an hour, or vice versa. And the lever lets you do that. And just demonstrates that, yes, this works. It's a perfect answer, and there's no reason to do this. And again, the first 100 years, this is what it said, okay, V squared. There was no 1/2, okay, V squared, as the motion portion. Didn't have any of that in it, for the first 150 years. And this was contrived and added later. But there's just no evidence of it. It doesn't work. It doesn't make any sense. Why would the velocity be more important than the mass? How can you even convert that into an understanding when you kind of know it's just about how fast the mass is moving? And so it doesn't matter, you know, whether the 100-pound player hits you at 30 miles an hour or the 50-pound player hits you at 60. All the same thing. The same amount of matter moving. The same number of little bullets, okay, traveling at a speed. And again, so you can have more bullets moving slower or less bullets moving faster. It works. It makes perfect sense out of the universe. It makes perfect sense out of everything that happens in the universe can be explained with MV. You don't need any of this crap. It doesn't work. It's not even that you don't need it. It doesn't work. And it's created nonsense physics. So, yeah, that's the part that you don't like, I guess. It's the fact that it, you know, basically makes a mockery of all of quantum mechanics and the Hadron Collider and all of that crap, because they've made up a bunch of fake energies and then fake explanation for the existence of the fake energy. Fake little monsters to gremlins to create all this extra action when there's no way to make the extra action, because you can't make fake money. The money, the cash of the system is a mass and a velocity. Photons have a mass. They play a game, this rest mass crap. No, they have a mass, you know, 0.00000 times 10 to the whatever, minus 64, but it's a mass. They have one, and they move constantly at the speed of light, and they produce a certain amount of energy every time something called a photon hits. Now, obviously, I'm saying a photon is more than one bit of force, and obviously, if you're sending force somewhere, you can sort of see that it's kind of obvious that in a moment of time, if they're this far apart, or if they're this far apart, that you could fit more in a moment of time, this would be more energy, because, yeah, you have more bits that make up the frequency. That's not too hard to figure out. Anyway. So, I'll call it enough of a video, but, there's just no counter argument.
There's nobody capable of explaining how a lever works. Proving that it doesn't conserve momentum. Because as soon as you demonstrate that levers conserve momentum, then you've proven kinetic energy is nonsense. MV squared is getting a wrong answer because you've proven free energy can be created with something as simple as a lever. And obviously free energy can't be created with a lever. Or we'd have it. Shit. So anyway, don't need that. I'm getting rid of things. Yeah, I'm getting rid of... No, not getting rid of that yet. Yeah, I'll get rid of this one. Here we go. It's better. Alright, so anyway. Fuck you. Yeah, just fuck this audience. Fuck human beings. Fuck this. It's just so fucking stupid. I mean, it's really, you know... It's kind of decisive. You're done evidence. And, yeah, you just don't want to admit it because, oh, it's going to be inconvenient. You know, you just don't care. I mean, all this science is for nothing because it's just, you only want to pay attention when they're saying something you want to hear. Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with the truth or facts or evidence. So, anyway. Ugh. Hate this planet. Yeah. Fuck it. As soon as possible. Yeah.